We were joined by one of the voices, the major voice of the Seattle Mariners. That's my good friend Rick Riz. Riz, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Marty. How are you doing? Yeah, we're going to have a great crowd here in Peoria. What a day out for baseball. Temperature will be about, 94 today? And I'll tell you what, the ball club is looking good. Great to see you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Of course, Rick Riz and I go back a long way doing fantasy camps together and everything. So
this guy could hit, folks. He was a ball player.
That's one of my phrases. He can hit. Take a drink. I have a drinking game. If I say he can hit, they take a drink.
I could hit. Yeah,
I could hit a little bit.
That was a lot of fun too.
I saw you knock one off the left field wall here in Peoria.
Off the wall there, yeah. I got a double. It took me forever to get to second base.
I do remember that.
But it was fun.
Hey, this Mariner team, the first time we're seeing them, and Rick, we had Bob Nightingale on earlier, and people love the Mariners, and maybe the hottest team down here in the Cactus League. I'm starting to learn about it. Is this true? Mariners looking that good?
They really are, Marty, because Jack Cirencic went out during the offseason and really fixed something that was broken last year. That was the offense. Mariner designated hitters hit only 190 last year with 15 home runs and just 50 RBIs. Corey Hart had a rough time. Kendrys Morales. So he goes out and he gets Nelson Cruz. And all he did last year with Baltimore was lead Major League Baseball with 40 home runs and drove in 108 and hit 271. So that was a huge addition to the ball club. Then he went out and got Seth Smith in a trade with the San Diego Padres as a left-handed bat to platoon in right field with a right-handed bat, Justin Ruggiano, who he got from the Cubs. He had a Ricky Week. So it's more of a veteran ball club. He already acquired Austin Jackson during the season last year from the Detroit Tigers. He really struggled in the second half of the year, but he's having a great spring. He's going to be back to being Austin Jackson. So it's a real veteran team. And now the young guys, and prior to this year, Marty, as you know, we had, I think, 20 Major League debuts over a three-year period.
Wow.
Now you got a lot of quality veteran guys in that lineup, and the young guys are where they are and where they should be in the order, at the bottom part of the order. But it's a club now that can go out and score runs. They have great pitching.
Well, that's the story. You know that. And, you know, we've seen it with the Giants in the World Series. And, you know, I don't care who you are. You look at the top five pitching rotations in baseball. You know, how they put out those stats every week.
Yeah.
Just look at the top five. Those are the teams that invariably end up in the playoffs. And so the rotation, this Taiwan Walker, I mean, people talk about him going for the fifth spot. He sounds like a top-of-the-order guy.
He really does. And he's having the best spring of anybody here in the Cactus League.
Wow.
In four or five starts, he hasn't given up a run. He's got a zero ERA, and he's got a fastball 95 to 97, and curveball about 75 to 77. So he's in a, I don't know if you even call it a battle anymore for that fifth spot. Rowenis Elias has had a rough time, but he's been phenomenal. Now you got one of the best pitchers in the entire game of baseball, and Felix Hernandez, of course, is the ace of your staff. You got the gentleman going today, Hisashi Wakuma, one of the best pitchers really in the league.
Yes.
He's been very successful since coming over from Japan. And you have other young pitchers like James Paxton, who was outstanding last year, missed a lot of time with an injury, and Jay Happ coming over from Toronto. You got a heck of a staff.
Yeah, I love the top of it. Jay Happ, I've never been a great Jay Happ fan. It's a lot of finesse in the American League. Who knows what can happen there. But you got the guys who can take you six or seven innings, it sounds like, and then they turn it over to a bullpen. And this is what the Giants have ridden to three World Series titles. It's Affeldt and Lopez and Casilla, Romo and Lincecum. That's what gets it done. These guys don't get hit. How's the bullpen?
Bullpen was outstanding last year. And the guy that really solidified the bullpen was Fernando Rodney as the closer of the ball club. Prior to that, we had Tom Wilhelmsen and Danny Farquhar. Yeah, Fernando shooting that arrow. He had 48 saves last year.
Holy cow.
More than anybody in baseball. And then the guys behind him did a great job. Wilhelmsen and Farquhar and a kid by the name of Dominic Leone came up and made the jump from AA to the big leagues early in the season. Yoribus Medina, Charlie Furbush, Joe Bimel was great. Now he's no longer with the ball club. He had signed with Texas, and I think they let him go. So there's a battle for the second left-handed job in the bullpen, and Carson Smith has been great. So basically, Lloyd has 10 choices for 7 spots in the bullpen. It's that strong. It's one of the best bullpens in baseball.
Wow. All right. Rick Riz with us from the Seattle Mariners. What a report on the Mariners.
Yeah.
Now, a lot depends on the manager. And again, I remember him in Pittsburgh. I remember him as the sort of a bench coach working with Leland in Detroit.
Hitting coach, whatever.
He was there. But you work with him every day. You do the show with him. Lloyd McClendon, tell me about him. I have no idea what you're going to say.
I love the guy. I think he did an amazing job with this team last year. He didn't know anybody when he got here. You know, basically a new coaching staff with him. They're very loyal. These guys are the hardest working coaches I think I've ever seen here.
Really?
Every day they were doing something at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was the 4 o'clock club, whether it be six guys out there or one guy. And that's how they got better. Lloyd McClendon took a ball club that didn't have Hisashi Wakuma for the first month of the season, didn't have Paxton for 4 months last year when he was hurt, or Taiwan Walker, who didn't really come here until about 3.5 months into the season, with an offense that was one of the worst in all of baseball, with DHs that hit 190, and managed this club to one win of getting to the playoffs. They won 87 games last year, one shy of what the Giants eventually won, or the Kansas City Royals, to get into the playoffs, and they won the wild card berth and eventually wind up in the World Series. But what he did last year was nothing short of incredible. He's got a great passion for the game of baseball to win for the fans in the Northwest, and that to me is on par with what Lou Piniella had for 10 years here. He's, in that way, he's a lot like Lou Piniella, but he understands the game. He lets his coaches coach. He lets the veterans like Cano and Felix Hernandez do their thing to run the clubhouse. He is old school, work hard, play the game the right way, but go out and have a good time. Go out and have fun. And he says, you don't have to respect me, but I want you to respect this office.
Yeah.
And in the long run, they respect him. And I think he's done just a great job here, and he's going to be around for a long time.
Wow. Rick Riz with us here. What about Robinson Cano? And, of course, coming to Seattle with the agent, was it Jay-Z and all this stuff?
Yeah, Beyonce.
And all of a sudden from, come on, have you met Beyonce
yet? No, I haven't yet, no.
Okay.
I'd like to someday.
I mean, here he is at Yankee Stadium. The next thing you know, he's at Pike's Market, you know, whatever. I mean, it's a shock that he ended up in Seattle, but how's he been?
I tell you what, I can't say enough good things about the guy. He's been phenomenal. As a player, he's one of the greatest players I've ever seen.
Really?
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
And he really makes the game look way too easy. He's so good out there at second base, he makes it look too easy. You know, he's the best second baseman in this league. The guy can hit, he can drive in runs. But, Marty, watching him every day last year and here at spring training, he understands how to play the game. Early in a spring training game about 2 weeks ago, Seth Smith led off the inning with a double. Here comes Cano. And the Mariners were up 1-0. And the count went to 3-1. A lot of guys would try to hit the ball out of the ballpark. You know, his job was hit a ground ball to the right side of the infield, and he did. So he got Smith to third. Yeah. Then Kyle Seager comes up. His job, hit a fly ball. He did, sacrifice fly. The Mariners have a 2-0 lead, go on and win the ballgame. Mm. But he knows in every situation what to do. Last year, everybody said, oh, his numbers are down. He had a great year last year. Hit 314, 14 home runs, 82 RBIs, because he had no support behind him. So he either had to take what the pitcher gave him, Marty, which was a walk, or he had to hit the ball the other way all year long, or he had to go out of the strike zone at times to drive in a run. Robinson Cano is one of the best players I've seen in a long time. And then what he does for the ball club, just today he gave out 75 pairs of shoes to the Dominican kids and the Latin kids in the minor league part of the clubhouse. I mean, wow, what a guy.
Well, you've seen A-Rod in his early days here. You've seen Junior, Ken Griffey. You've seen Jay Buhner. You've seen some great ones.
Yeah.
And you put Cano right up there.
I put him right up there.
Boy.
Right up there. He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, all right.
Junior's going in next year. He's going to be a first ballot guy. Jay Buhner. I love Jay Buhner.
Yes.
You know, we had such
a great
team.
He's a big part of the success of the Mariners.
Huge. Yeah. 95, that team saved baseball in the Northwest, Marty.
What about Edgar? Now, there's a little controversy with Joey Votto and Brandon Phillips this week.
Yeah.
And Joey Votto, look, I'm going to take a pitch. I'm this and that. Edgar, you know, DH, does he go in? David Ortiz, all his controversy this week.
Yeah.
Does Edgar Martinez kind of get lost in the shuffle? Because when he played, I want to tell you, this right-handed hitter, when he played...
Yeah,
Yes, he was. He was that good, but why don't we know that?
I don't know. Maybe it's the West Coast thing where enough writers on the East Coast didn't see him. But, you know, there's the DH thing. But now I think the door has been open. Frank Thomas went in and was a DH for half of his career. Paul Molitor went in. He was a DH at the end of his career. Edgar Martinez, the way I look at it, Marty, you're a baseball guy. You've been around the game a long time.
I'm baseball Marty.
You're baseball Marty. Baseball Marty, we call him, folks. It's part of the game. It came in 1973. It is a position. Yeah. The award is named the Edgar Martinez Designated Hitter Award. But the way I look at it, I tell people, Marty, this guy put on a uniform and played every day. You know, he wasn't a – yeah, granted, he didn't play out in the field a whole lot. Yeah. But I guarantee you, if there wasn't a designated hitter, Edgar Martinez would have played somewhere on that field. And he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I have never seen a better right-handed hitter than Edgar Martinez. He could work the count, or he can hit a first-pitch fastball. He used foul line to foul line. There would be no way they'd shift on this guy.
Yeah.
But Edgar Martinez, trust me, belongs in the Hall of Fame. Career average over 300. Career on-base percentage over 400. Career slugging percentage over 500. Mm. 21 guys have done that in Major League Baseball. The other 20 are in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Edgar Martinez is a Hall of Famer.
All right. Well, you're convincing me. This is good. This is good.
And one of the greatest guys ever.
He was. Very, very cooperative. You mentioned the shift. Just as we let you go, I know you got to get on the air shortly here. We see all these shifts all the time. The Pirates shift before they get on the field. They're shifting in the dugout.
What's crazy.
What do you do?
Well, what do you do is hit the ball the other way.
Can they do that, though?
They did it for 140 years before all this stuff went on, before Joe Maddon did it as a coach for the Angels against Ken Griffey Jr. in 1997. I talked to Joe about it. I said, when was the first time you shift? When I was a coach with Jr. But the players can handle it. They don't shift against Cano, like I said, because he'll hit the ball the other way.
Yeah.
So I think it's up to the players. I mean, they're shifting against guys that you shouldn't shift against. You know, okay, maybe David Ortiz, the power hitters that are, you know, 99% type pull type hitters. But my goodness, just hit the ball the other way. What happened to the old hit and run? You got to hit the ball the other way.
Do you guys do it? The Mariners shift?
Oh, yeah, we shift because everybody else does. And the players don't hit the ball the other way like they should. Use foul line to foul line. If you take a look at the 300 hitters in baseball body, I guarantee you those guys hit the ball the other way. They use foul line to foul line.
Yeah.
The guys that hit 220, I bet you, if you look at their spray shot where they hit the ball, they're pull hitters. Yeah. So they play them that way. Now you got all those gloves concentrated in that area. They're not going to get a hit. Hit the ball the other way.
So what happened to Ryan Howard? His career essentially ended once the shift happened. Hey, what do you think of the Giants? You've seen them with 3 World Series titles, 5 years. I know you're on the West Coast. And what do you think of the Giants?
I'm so amazed by Bruce Bochy. He's a Hall of Fame manager. Yeah. Dave Rigetti's a good friend of mine. We were in the minor leagues together in Columbus, Ohio. I love Rags. They play the game the right way. You know, you get talented guys, and then you coach them up. When they come to San Francisco and they get with your staff and Bochy and Rigetti, they get better because they play the game the right way. You know, they do the little things right, pitching, solid pitching. Hopefully Tim Lincecum, who I live in his hometown of Issaquah, Washington. He's not from where I am. But I love the way they play the game. I love the fact that nobody ever gives them a chance, and yet you guys have won 3 World Series titles in the last 5 years. Why? Because you play the game the right way.
That's the deal. Yeah, they do. They don't beat themselves when the time comes.
And then as far as the offense goes, when you get a hit, it comes at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, so I think the world of what your organization has done, and I see the Mariners doing the same thing. That's what they're doing right now at spring training.
Well, we're going to see a lot of you this year. I think we've a 4-game series. I think 2 in Seattle, 2 at the Giants in San Francisco.
Got to ask you a question, Babe Balmont. Yeah. How'd you get the bobblehead? That is awesome. It's a great bobblehead.
Thank you. It's me after plastic surgery, but it's good.
Well, if anybody deserves it, it's you. But
thank you. I always appreciate having you on. Boy, one of the best.
Anytime, Marty.
All right,
thank
Rick
you.
Riz. All right, more coming up right here on KMB.